Well, Danny, your thoughts after a great night for yourself?
It was a terrific night for us, you know, and you know, I don't think anybody can argue, even the Reading people that watched our performance today, they denied us the opportunity to go away with 3 points today. You know, we fully deserved it. And I thought the way the lads went around the business from start to finish was tremendous. They've pressed the ball so well today. Their energy levels have been absolutely top draw. And to get that at this time of the season is very timely, I have to say. But more importantly, you know, the points have come with it, which is a terrific bonus.
Justified your belief in them. I know you know, the build-up to this game, you've been really defending your players and saying how you are going to keep going and things like that. It showed itself on the pitch tonight.
Well, listen, I'm not too convinced that people believe us, you know, but inside the dressing room, we've got great belief. Now, whether anybody wants to walk and come with us, that's up to them, you know, but, you know, whatever people think of us won't change my opinion, in fairness. It won't sway it whatsoever. We've got a terrific chance of staying up, and I think if you see the performance that we've had today, I think you can understand why I say that. We've had one or two people and players that have been missing. We've had players that come into the team today have been absolutely top draw. Kelvin Etuhu today was absolutely brilliant for us. The kid's been out of the picture for so long. He's coming in a strange position, and he's acted and conducted himself like a true professional. Today, his performance was absolute top class, and I tip my hat off to him. He's done brilliant.
First game of 2014 for him as well. That just shows the level of, well, I suppose, professionalism is the
word.
Well,
it is, and that's all we ask, you know. He's trained well every day. You know, he's never been a problem to anybody. He's been disappointed when he doesn't get in the squad, I'm sure. But to come back and play today, and like I spoke to him, and I just said, do you fancy playing this? I'll play anywhere. You know, that was all I wanted to hear. It was music to my ears, and like I say, well done to the kid. He's done brilliant.
It would have been easy, I suppose, for a side bottom of the Championship after going in front early on and then being pegged back straight away to lose a bit of belief and confidence, but they kept their heads up, they kept going, and they just repeated what they started with, really.
Well, listen, we felt there was an injustice anyway with the penalty. There was a foul, a massive foul on Leon Lawrence quite prior to that in the middle of the park, where he got absolutely flattened from a late challenge. The referee didn't say anything. The ball goes into the box, and Lewin goes and touches the ball, gets hold of the ball, and the big centre-forward goes down. It's a pathetic penalty in the first place, and the referee missed the first foul and then missed the second one as well, which was very clean. I thought it was a very poor decision for the penalty. But we rallied, you know, we got back to the game. It didn't defocus us in our job in hand, and we just continued where we left off, and I thought that was tremendous.
Did you use the atmosphere around this place as a bit of advantage as well today? Because there was a nervousness around here, and it did seem as though the crowd were getting on their backs. Did that help you at all?
I'm sure it's helped us as we went along, because obviously you lose a bit of confidence as you're a home team. You know, if your fans are getting on your back, it's not easy. But I don't think that really inspired us whatsoever. You know, there's a big stake for us today. You know, 3 points are very important to us today, away from home in particular. I think it's an absolutely fantastic result for us. But like I say, we can pat ourselves on the back after this result, but we'll soon calm down and get our feet back on the floor, because we've got such a tough game at the weekend.
What was the change in Adolf at half-time?
Well, Marcus is a bit tight, you know. The one thing we didn't want to do is lose him again, you know, from the games that are coming up. You know, it's been difficult, because a few of the lads who have played have not played for a long time. Kelvin's not played for a long time. John Eves hasn't played for a long time. Lewin's not played for a long time. You look at Liam Lawrence, has not played, you know, full games for a long time. Marcus has been injured for a long time. So you can look at all these lads and they're going to feel it. This is a very, very high-tempo league, and it's very demanding. And to get through it has been terrific for them. But what it comes with sometimes is a bit of a stiffness and what have you. But we'll look after them in manage them, and with a bit of luck, they'll all be right for the weekend.
Some players who probably take a bit of stick have really come out tonight, haven't they? The likes of Stephen Dawson, who ran his socks to blood tonight, and then Jean-Yves Voto as well, absolutely colossal at the back, and Luke Steele as well made a save that was as good as the goals that were scored tonight.
Listen, they've all contributed, haven't they? You've picked out, you know, some incidents in the game, but you cannot hide from the fact of the team effort there. Yes, there's been individual, you know, performances which have been excellent, and we can't deny that. But what pleased me more than anything is that everybody worked for each other tonight. You know, there was the strikers were working so hard to press the back four, supplemented by the wide men. The midfield players got on top of their players. The back four didn't give anything away. You know, the two full-backs were excellent today. Two centre-backs were excellent. Luke Steele was one save, really, in all the game to make, you know. And that was a terrific save, as you just said. So overall, you know, the people in front of him have done really well today. And but like I say, you know, I can give them all the plaudits we want, but it'll have to calm down because we have to get our head around the weekend.
I was going to say, how important is that and how hard is that to sort of not get overexcited about one game?
It's not difficult for us, you know, quite honestly. It's difficult for a lot of people because you think, you know, one result will make your season one way or the other. You know, this time last week we were relegated, according to a lot of people. Obviously now we've got a chance, so obviously we're changing opinions with every game.
It's a significant boost, obviously, in the season, though. Did you look at the other results in the league this evening, or have you...
I've not seen anything at all, no. I've come straight to you guys, you know, so I'm not really bothered, you know, because I say we just take the confidence from our point of view. I said before, there's, you know, we can wonder what other teams are going to do. Will they do this, that and the other? It's all ifs and buts. We can't rely on anybody. You know, all we've done is what we can do today, and that's win the game. And I really don't know what the results are. I don't really want to know from yet, quite honestly. But, you know, I think the lads themselves have to savour the moment and reflect on how well they played tonight and what got the result, because they've got to replicate it Saturday again.
Did you come out with any injuries or anything?
No, not really, no. Like I said, there's one or two lads who have got a bit of a stiffness and tightness. I mean, John had a bit of cramp towards the end of the game. But like I said, as clinical injuries go, no.